This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Today's biggest news is the Illinois primary. The ballot today is pretty lengthy. It's packed with hopefuls who want to replace longtime retiring incumbents. 16 candidates are running for the seat of retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. Meantime, voters in four Chicago-area congressional districts are also choosing their next House representative after the retirements of heavyweights like Danny Davis and Jan Schakowsky. Those campaigns have been red hot with a flood of dark money spending from groups that represent AI, cryptocurrency, and pro-Israel interests. And Cook County voters will also determine the next county board president, either incumbent Tony Preckwinkle or Chicago alderperson Brendan Riley. Now, my colleague Brandon Condrett stopped by at a polling place earlier this morning in north suburban Evanston. Voters there are casting ballots in the state's 9th congressional district. There are 19 candidates running to replace outgoing Representative Jan Schakowsky. And election judge Valerie Fronston had this to say to voters.
Get in your car and come vote. If you don't make your voice known, nobody knows. And it is our superpower, voting.
Meantime, the Sun-Times was able to catch up with a few voters who showed up early at other polling places. Nathan Gumley in Chicago's Albany Park neighborhood says he's excited for new representation in the U.S. Senate.
I wasn't really thrilled with any of the candidates, quite frankly, but, you know, and it was definitely time for Durbin to go. I ended up voting for Stratton. It was a practical decision. If, like, in a perfect world, I might have voted for Kelly, but I don't think she has a chance to win.
And Laura Bucksign says she has a lot on her mind at the ballot box.
There are some really hot topic issues that are personal to me specifically. Candidates who care a lot about reproductive rights is really important to me, but I think more specifically issues facing communities that aren't me that need support more. So like supporting immigrants and supporting trans youth and stuff like that.
The Chicago Board of Elections reports that as of noon, voter turnout had been skewing close to the 2022 primary when about 22% of Chicago voters cast ballots. And you can still cast your ballot as long as you're in line at your polling place by 7 o'clock tonight. And for the latest updates on the primary, tune in to our live election coverage with Mary Dixon, Patrick Smith, and Melba Lara as soon as the polls close, starting at 7 o'clock here at 91.5 WBEZ. And of course, you'll hear plenty of results and analysis tomorrow on Morning Edition with Claire Lane. Other stories we're following. A Chicago firefighter today has died from his injuries. 32-year-old Michael Altman was part of a crew fighting an extra alarm fire in Rogers Park yesterday when the floor beneath him collapsed. Altman would have made 2 years of service for the department in May, and the cause of that fire remains under investigation. Also, it is St. Patrick's Day, and today we want to talk a little bit about the Irish language. It's at risk of becoming extinct. Our In the Loop program today talked with members of the Irish community in Chicago, and they're working to keep their native language alive. Mike O'Regan is president and a teacher at Irish Language School Nagail, and he reflected on some reasons Irish has become endangered.
It's been in slow decline for 200-300 years anyway. You know, it was discouraged or persecuted in centuries past. But now that the ball is clearly in Ireland's court, having largely independent Ireland for over 100 years, there are social pressures, there are economic pressures.
If you're in Chicago and you're curious about learning Irish, you can find out more information at nagail.org. You're listening to The Rundown. Catholicism remains the religion most Latinos in the U.S. identify with, but there has been a steady decline over the last decade, and some who have left have turned to Islam. And now there's a new place for them to practice their faith, even as events here at home and in the Middle East present some challenges. My colleague Michael Puente has our story.
In the basement of Berwyn's newest worship space, all the fixings of a traditional Mexican meal was laid out to enjoy. Cesar Cotina of Chicago fixed himself a plate following evening prayers.
We have mole, we have birria, we have flautas.
It's a spread one might find following services at any of Chicago's many predominantly Mexican Roman Catholic churches. But this was not at a church. It was at Ojala Muslim Center, the first mosque in the Midwest geared toward Latino Muslims, and just one of only a handful nationwide. Cortina, a truck driver, converted from Catholicism to Islam about a year ago. He says this new space is a long time coming.
I was around still when it wasn't purchased yet. Meeting in the cold, meeting outside, going to different mosques, alhamdulillah, it was beautiful also, but it just feels more like home to me.
After nearly a decade of raising funds, followed by extensive renovations to a former Christian church over the last year, Ojala opened last month on the first day of Ramadan.
But this is needed now because our community is growing at numbers that we've never seen before. So we knew 8 years ago when we started this work that there was a need.
That's Christopher Abdul Karim Pavlicek. He's the imam, the one who leads the prayers, which are said in Arabic. But other teachings and activities are done in English and Spanish. Ojala's opening comes after years of its members servicing the needs in some of Chicago's Latino neighborhoods.
We've been working in Little Village and Pilsen, Humboldt Park. So being from the community, working in the community, it was only natural and expected that we would eventually get our own place in the community.
Ojala member Christopher Navarez Azdar immigrated from Mexico with his family when he was only 2 years old. There, they all practiced Catholicism, the dominant faith of the country. He began his conversion to Islam in 2018. Navarez Azdar says part of the mission of the mosque is outreach to Latinos and others.
Most of us happen to be Latino. A lot of them are not Latino. And we also have folks that are part of our community that aren't Muslim. But you'll have people from our community that are from everywhere. We have South Asian representation, Arab representation, West African, North African, etc.
Ojala member Alma Campos says this mosque feels different from others.
Going into a culturally strong mosque, it's not going to feel as comfortable as going into a space where they're able to eat tacos and hear their language being spoken and meet people that are from similar parts of the world as they are.
The opening of the mosque comes at a perilous time. Last fall, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement targeted Chicago in Operation Midway Blitz. And last weekend, President Trump partnered with Israel in an attack on Iran. It could make those who are Muslim and Latino feeling they're being targeted on two fronts, with hateful social media postings asking them to be double deported. Ojala member Christopher Navarez Azdar, who we heard from earlier, says this could be a great time to expose others to their faith.
Everything can easily be seen as an attack, and sometimes that's the goal of it. But as a community, I think we're very good about seeing it as an opportunity and seeing every hardship as a blessing and an opportunity to grow and to educate people about Islam.
And that education can happen at a place Latino Muslims can now call their own. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.
Weather today, sunny. It's cold, a high in the mid-20s, and then a little snow overnight with a low again in the mid-20s, and then a little milder on Wednesday, cloudy skies and a high in the low 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org, or you can listen to your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.